Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Shovel Knight Showdown. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia and unearth insights that matter to you. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the adventurous realm of video games to explore Shovel Knight Showdown. Now, some of you might already be familiar with the larger universe of Shovel Knight, known for its retro-inspired platformer style that's been a hit among gamers of all ages. But today, we're focusing on Shovel Knight Showdown, a game that offers a fresh experience in this cherished universe. So, let's start with a bit of background. Shovel Knight Showdown is a multiplayer fighting game that originated from the same roots as its predecessors, but it boasts its own unique flair. Developed by Yacht Club Games, it's part of the beloved Shovel Knight series and launched in 2019. The game features a robust cast of characters, each with their distinctive traits, stemming from the rich lore of the original games. What sets Shovel Knight Showdown apart from the original classic is its shift from platforming to battling, or showdowns, as the name suggests. Have any of you found yourselves transitioning your gaming preferences over the years? Maybe moving from platformer favorites to more interactive, fighting-style games? It's fascinating how our tastes evolve with time. Much like the Shovel Knight series, the game supports various modes, including both single-player and multiplayer options, highlighting its versatile gameplay. It truly caters to different player preferences. For those of us who remember the days of couch co-op with friends, Shovel Knight Showdown can indeed stir up a sense of nostalgia. When was the last time a game reminded you of those simpler days, sharing laughs and competitive energy with friends in the same room? Isn't it interesting how modern technology tries to capture that essence of connectivity, albeit in a digital way? From a design standpoint, the game doesn't stray far from its roots. It maintains the 8-bit style graphics that have become synonymous with the indie game movement. The pixel art is both a nod to the past and a cleverly crafted style that appeals to the modern gamer's eye. This blend of vintage and new is an intriguing aspect, don't you think? It reflects how our technological advancements often bring us back to the core of what we love about games, the simplicity and the art. Have you ever wondered why nostalgia tends to play such a powerful role in gaming? How it influences not just our preferences, but also how games are being designed and marketed? Another major element of the game to discuss is its story mode. It's noteworthy not only for its engaging plot, but also for how it allows players to explore the backstories of each character. This adds a layer of depth to what could have otherwise been a straightforward brawling experience. For the story enthusiasts among us, are there moments where the narrative of a game has drawn you in so deeply that the battles felt like personal milestones rather than mere gameplay? The character lineup includes the heroic Shovel Knight, but also a variety of other knights and characters, each contributing to the game's rich diversity in playstyles and strategies. The developers really embraced the cast's diverse abilities to ensure that each fight feels unique and balanced. You might find yourself at times gravitating towards particular characters that complement your playstyle or challenge you to grow beyond it. What about you? Does a particular gaming character stand out as your favorite, perhaps even influencing your playstyle in other games? Shovel Knight Showdown also integrates an arcade mode, further expanding its replayability. Players can unlock new abilities and relics as they progress, providing a sense of achievement and growth. This aspect of progression is something many of us find compelling in gaming, starting with humble beginnings and working towards mastery. Does this resonate with any of you in your personal or professional journeys? The concept of growth and progress is fundamental, and in many ways, games reflect our path in real life. The game's music, composed by Jake Kaufman, deserves a mention for its breathtakingly nostalgic yet fresh soundtrack that sets the perfect atmosphere for battles. Music and gaming is an art form that often goes unnoticed, yet has the power to elevate the entire experience. Think about it. Are there any soundtracks from games that you still listen to today, or that instantly transport you back to a magical moment in your life? In terms of accessibility, the games release across multiple platforms, from PC to consoles like PlayStation and Nintendo Switch, ensures that it reaches a wide audience, reinforcing how inclusivity in gaming can lead to broader community engagement. Have you ever felt the thrill of finally getting access to a game you've been anticipating because it was made available on your platform of choice? As we wrap up this episode of Wikipedia, let's reflect on the impact games like Shovel Knight Showdown have on our cultural and social landscapes. In an era where technology is constantly evolving, it's intriguing to see how gaming continues to adapt, blending the old with the new, and influencing how we connect with each other. Before you dive back into your daily routine, or perhaps your next gaming session, I encourage you to check out Shovel Knight Showdown. Could this game offer you not just entertainment, but perhaps a nostalgic trip down memory lane or an avenue for social interaction? Think about it. Thank you for journeying with us today through the exciting territories of Shovel Knight Showdown. Until next time, on Wikipedia, where knowledge meets curiosity, keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep playing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Shovel Knight Showdown. Thanks for listening. See you next time.